Glory to Jesus Christ. A priest, monk, whose assignment is to give retreats in monastery for different groups of people, he said in some kind of interview he gave for a religious magazine that his biggest joy is when he sees these moments when people start to see, and he means now to see in this spiritual meaning, when their eyes are open and they somehow are able to gain this higher understanding of heavenly things, God things, and suddenly it comes that they get it, that eyes are open and they can somehow, they have this new knowledge which was given from above and they rejoice in it. He said, this is the biggest joy I have. But he continued and he said, but well, more often what happens is, and it's difficult to explain when many people approach him, when they see those people who are somehow touched by something, and the others, they ask, why am I not asked, touched? Why don't I feel the same thing with that person? Why I am somehow not able to get what that person gets? And this is a very interesting question, and what he said, it's something what is, it is very common. And many times we ask this question, maybe not with these words, but somehow in our heart, this question is when we see others who somehow we see that they have some kind of understanding we don't have, that they have some kind of different approach to this spiritual thing that we have, and we don't understand because we don't, something we feel there's something missing. You know, it is like one priest who was serving with our bishop, and during liturgy this priest saw that during these prayers after consecration, he saw that bishop was crying, tears were going down, and this priest said to himself, I want to have what this bishop has. I want to feel what this bishop is feeling. I want to see what this bishop is seeing, what touched his heart so much during this liturgy and prayer. And we ask why we don't have this, and sometimes we almost blame God that we are not getting what other people have. But what to do with that? Why is this happening in lives? Is God not just? Is God somehow denying to us these good spiritual things which he gives to others? I don't think so, and we feel that is not the right answer and reaction. We have to realize that to come to deeper understanding, to gaining, to obtaining this higher kind of knowledge of these spiritual things, we have to get there and to gain the knowledge through some kind of work. Elder Joseph, recently canonized, he compared this that we are somehow like in a shell. And at first we have to break the shell to come to this understanding of higher things. And this shell is something what we call like bad habits, our passions, our attachment to this world and the things of this world, to other people. This creates the shell which is a barrier for us to see what is beyond the shell, outside of the shell. So we know that there is something and we didn't taste it yet. That there is something we don't see, and in some way we are in this, like we can compare ourselves to that lady. She was in the synagogue. For 18 years she was bandit. She couldn't stand straight. So she couldn't see what other people were seeing normally. Everything what she could see was something on the ground and a little bit higher. Not like others. She didn't have this full perspective of the world. And Jesus said that it is activity of demons, that she was tied by that, possessed. The same it is with us many times, that when we allow this activity of demons and we allow them to tie us with bad habits, with bad understanding things, with some kind of passions which rule over us. So we are bandit, or as Elder Joseph says, we are in this shell which at first has to be broken to gain some kind of knowledge from outside. This lady, she was for 18 years suffering, but what we can see that Luke says that Jesus found her in the synagogue. She went to pray, and we can really guess well if we say that she was praying for her health to get well, and maybe she was praying for that all these 18 years. And somehow in this is the key for us, how to break the shell, how to get this higher knowledge, spiritual knowledge, how to break the shell. And it is persistence. We have to do what we are supposed to do. We have to knock on the shell so hard with our prayers, with persistence, with doing what we know it's right to do, even we don't taste it, even it sometimes doesn't bring pleasure to us, even we don't feel some kind of joy, happiness, excitement. When we do our, I would say, our work, our duty in praising God, knocking nonstop on God's doors. It is not time, but nothing is happening. Sometimes we feel that I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm reading scripture, I'm doing all these kind of things every day, and I expect some kind of fruit and nothing's coming. It's like desert, dry. I do nothing's happening in my life. I don't feel anything. But in this time, God's grace is working in our hearts. Through this time, our hearts are prepared, God prepares our hearts for receiving this higher knowledge from above. And in his time, he breaks the shell. And this moment when bigger understanding comes to our soul, to our mind, to our heart. Spiritual life is work on both sides. When we are working hard, God is working too. And in those moments when we don't feel like something is happening in our soul, well, we should trust God that He is doing there something. He's preparing the field of our soul to be able to receive this knowledge which comes from above. And the problem is that we want immediately something, we are not patient. Or we want something without work. We just think that if we send one prayer sometimes towards heaven, we are turned to saints immediately. It is not this way. Spiritual life has own laws and time, how it grows. You cannot turn a child to adult during night. You have to wait. So I would like to use this because it's touched me somehow this week, this reading of this gospel, that let's not be satisfied. We can feel comfortable in this our shell. We can be comfortable with life we have. It might be that we so adjusted to this world, life in this world, that there is no desire to have something more. I think that this gospel calls us, don't give up. Beg, come, pray, fast, read. Try to work hard. Try to knock very strongly on this shell. May God hear that. And may He is doing His job and His work in our souls, making them ready for receiving this higher knowledge, which comes not from books, but from God, from heaven. Let's try not to be satisfied. It would be good if we pray during this liturgy and if we ask God for some kind of disturbance in our hearts, disturbance which would push us to this work and this breaking of this shell which prevents us to receive these good things from above, because God wants to give good things to everybody. And those who work on soul, they are receiving this in abundance. Amen.